How come when a guy says to you, right, hey, don't worry about it, right, y'all cannot just be like, all right, y'all have to keep pressing on?
You must ask back yourself, what's the reason you say don't worry about it? It's because you're hiding something. What? No, that's why you say don't worry about it.
It's because we just don't want to talk about it.
We cannot.
Why? We just don't want you to be worried about it.
It's just unnecessary information.
No, why? Why?
Because I'm not worried about it. Then why you want to be worried about it?
I think girls just want solutions.
No, you're not! No! Jules, we met twice. You seem like a nice person, but f*** you. No! No, absolutely not! Welcome back to the Lincoln Carter Show, the world's number podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today we are at Harry's!
Woo! Yes, sir!
Now, as you can see, a lot of drinks, a lot of food. But today I have a question for you guys, okay? But I will, like, draw out the question a lot, like, because this is a podcast, so obviously I need to speak as much as possible. So today we're going to be visiting Am I the Asshole again? I think Jarvis, you guys are...
Yeah, we all know that you are the asshole.
Yes, it's everyone.
Sorry, can I, okay,
all
for anyone,
viewers knew.
For anyone that is watching, right, I didn't mean to be racist. Cause I said Jarvis and then y'all and then look straight. Sorry, I didn't.
You also just left that Oreo on this side of the table.
No. It's not. It was just a spacing thing. It's just a spacing thing. There's nothing. Yeah. I don't see color.
It's not race. It's just space, bro.
Okay, in this article, right? Basically, this person say that they has a boyfriend for over 3 years.
He has a boyfriend.
English. Maybe he's reading it. Like English, not their first language, or
my English. But the podcast all. Trail. Trail.
Oh, I need to drink already.
My boyfriend, 35 male, and I, 35, are discussing finances. And before they wanted to get a house together.
Wait, you are what? You just said the boyfriend 35 male, and you are what?
So basically, I am a 35-year-old female. Because traditionally,
like,
let's not get into that.
No. I was talking about the age.
Oh, well, I'm also 35. Not in real life. But
so
like,
both also 35.
Okay, so in this article, there's a 35-year-old couple that has been together for 3 years, and they are looking to get a house together. Mm-hmm. Now, because they are trying to like cup together the down payment, right?
Yep.
The boyfriend assumed that me, right, the girlfriend had a lot of money because she was paying for her own place. You know, she was working at a not say very well to like a not a very like lucrative job, but at the same time had money to do this, had money to do that. So after 3 years and only then, right, they realized she finally said that, oh, actually, I won the lottery like 15 years ago. So this money, I kept it, and that's how I'm able to pay for this, pay for my own rent and everything like that. And the boyfriend got so angry because he said, like, you should have told me, you know, it's not fair for you to kind of deceive him, right? Because they said, like, oh, at first, this is quite fun. Yeah, because he thought, right, that she was just, like, born rich, like, family money or what. But instead, it was because of a lottery. Mm-hmm. So, I pose the question to you, right? Do you think, right, in this situation, right, if you won the lottery 15 years ago, right, so this is a long time ago, you have a lot of like cash in the bank, would you tell like a partner that you're going to settle down with?
No,
not at all. Like, you're about to settle down already, like gonna get house together already.
When gonna get house?
Yeah, like y'all talk about your finances and everything.
Okay, no, I think there'll be a point in a relationship where you are okay to say, but not at the start.
Mm.
How soon is the start?
I think probably after marriage.
Oh,
yeah.
After?
Yeah, after.
Oh, I think before marriage.
I think you have to say before.
Wait, am I the boy or girl in this situation?
In this situation, right, you're the person, you're the girl, like, you won the lottery.
How much is the lottery?
Like
1 million.
Yeah, let's say 1 million. Like around
1 million.
Figure.
1 million, I won't get married already, bro.
Okay. This one, ang mo na. So like in Singaporean context, let's say 10 mil lah. Huh? Like it's a ridiculous amount of money. Like it's right, a windfall lah. It's a windfall.
Then you want me to tell which husband?
No, the current one that you're about to settle down with.
But I got three. I got 10 million. I got three husbands.
How do you get married? Okay, right.
I think the guy also like should sense it. But how can she be just born rich if you can tell from her like lifestyle habits and everything?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I feel like maybe 1-2 years in the relationship, the guy should be able to tell whether she's like born rich or is it like, eh, this woman has like a lot of money.
Mm,
then you will try to like explore. Then maybe she doesn't outrightly have to say like, oh, I won the lottery, but it's more of like a, oh, I just saved up a lot over the years.
Ah.
Yeah.
So wait, you wouldn't tell? Would you tell?
I would tell like right before I get married when we have to talk about getting a house.
Like at the altar, right? It's like, okay, before you start, you just tell the priest, before you start, like, by the way, I won 10 million. Yes. Like that.
I think when you are coming to a decision of like getting a house or getting a car, when money is involved.
getting a house or getting a car, then money is involved. Like, oh, by the way, I want 10 mil.
You'll be like, oh, by the way, I can pay for this. Do you want this Toyota Vios?
I just want 10 mil. Do you want this Toyota Vios? You know, like, I feel like this is something that in Singapore is very different than other countries because in Singapore it's so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So,
what about you, Joey? What do you think?
I think, right, confirm you all will talk about finance one. Like, let's say you
How
want to buy a house.
How early on did the conversation come for you guys?
Like, the moment you're going to commit to something, right, you're going to start talking about finance, right, then that's where you'll be like, anyways, I got this amount, and then how I got to this amount, because I this and that. Mm. It's not like anyway I won the lottery or whatever. It's more like, yeah, anyway, you want to buy this house together, let's, or maybe rent a place together, this like bungalow or whatever, right? And then this bungalow, maybe every month is like 4K, 5K, I don't know what, fuck, whatever thing. And then
bungalow 4K, 5K. Sign me up.
Okay, whatever. A condo that's like 4, 5K per month, right? Then when you're coming to like share this expense every month, then you all were like, how much do you have in your bank? To be like, how long can you sustain this rental for, right? And then that's where you all start talking about your finances and how you even got to this amount of savings, what?
Okay, now you brought up an interesting point, which was, do you think there is a red flag, right? If let's say your partner like a bit iffy, like don't want to tell you, like it's my money, what? Like do you ever like faced or how would you do if you experience this kind of like pushback?
Red flag. Well, if he's like that.
It's like, no lah, my money is my, I enough. Really?
Cannot ah.
Immediate breakup.
By right, his money is my money already ma, right now. So by like, I think third or 6 months, right, I need to know like where is his,
third or 6 months.
Like, where does he
about
stand?
There? Yeah, where?
Third like, month.
Like, where I need to know month his status.
Third
like,
month of dating. You want to see their bank account
fine,
already?
Fine, 8 months. Like,
wow, third or six become eight.
They just plus together. That's nine.
8 months. No, but like you have to know where his financial status is at, ma. Like around where. It's not to know if it's good enough or not. It's more like
to plan.
Yeah, to plan ahead.
Then so if you just says, I'm comfortable.
I'm good lah.
Yeah. I'm good.
What the fuck is I'm good?
That means like, yeah, means like good,
don't good. Worry about it.
Yeah, that's like, that's, that means
just there's
nothing,
small,
there's nothing
worry
to worry about.
Yeah, just chill.
Yeah, just
oh,
yeah.
Cannot.
Really? Yeah.
So you all must know like what is the bare minimum you guys need to know?
Oh. Before you answer that question, right? What if right this fella drive Mercedes, you know, got the Rolex here, AP there, many Louis Vuitton, right?
Where did the accent come from?
Yeah, then but he still be iffy, but he outwardly got money. Like he always like, you know, go eat Genki, because Genki is very expensive.
Genki?
Why he eat Genki?
Genki.
Actually, yeah, to be honest, if like in this situation where he like flaunt his wealth or whatever, right, then naturally I don't think I would want to know in depth. Like you will have the assumption that.
Why are you scared he wash money, one?
You will have the assumption that he's rich.
Yeah, he's enough, lor.
Yeah, but
to buy a house with him, though.
It's very easy to pretend like you're cash, like you're rich.
That's true, right?
Yes, it's very easy.
Are we like dumb, stupid, like ghosts?
No. I'm learning a lot from y'all also.
No. We're just to defend, right? We're not insinuating that all women are dumb. Some lah, but then in this case, right, I'm talking about okay. Would you still want to like find out like where this fella gets his money from if he like flaunting his, you know, bringing the Genki and shit?
Like before you get married, you show me how many bank accounts you have, how many credit cards you have, what's your credit cards bills.
Wow. Really?
And what's in
would
your
you
account?
Would you do the same for him?
Yeah, cause I have no money, man. Got one card.
You got pen and paper. I write for you very fast. Zero. Just okay. But then if he's a bit iffy about it, it's just like a breakup.
Won't break up, but I will force it out of him.
Yeah.
I think it's just like a communication thing, right? Like it's more of like just being open. Like even small things, it's like okay on the day to day. It's like you know with friends, like gauging their budget of like where to eat and stuff like that. It's just small things, right? It doesn't have to be like buy a house and like decide on like you know. Because I think I've come across people who really either have a lot of money and are very very comfortable, and some people who are like super not comfortable financially also. So I think that conversation comes up a lot more. It doesn't have to be like, oh yeah, I'm super rich because I won the lottery. But it's like, oh, you know, like I can afford like day to day, maybe going to cafes more often, less
Genki.
Often. Yeah, Genki, you know.
Yeah, Genki is very expensive.
But yeah, so just communication like that. I don't think it's like before marriage, you must tell me, like show me your bank, you know, that kind of thing.
Do you think it's different for boys? Do you think it's different for guys? Mm. Like, because I feel like, okay, this is a bit more... TMI and a bit more. I'm a bit
Let's
more traditional.
Go,
yeah, I'm a bit more traditional in the sense where I would like to eventually be like to be able to provide. right? In the in the most like nicest way I can say it, is like I don't want her to worry about it. I want to be the one that solely worries about it. If you get my meaning. Mm. So do you think that you would, boys? What do you think? Like, would you do the same, or so you make sure that they are financially, they kind of aligned with you? Is that something that you guys think about?
Well, for me, I can't remember the last time I even thought about getting married. So I haven't gotten to that topic in life yet.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, so actually, let me think of an answer first.
Okay, what about you then?
I think it's not so much about whether they are like rich or whatever. It's like, are they doing something that makes them happy?
Mm. Mm.
Because like, same, like I want to be able to provide a certain level of comfort, like either way. And like, the way they would support me doing what I do, like I also want to support them. So it's not like you have to earn this much to be with me.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not about that.
Mm. Okay, so
I same as Daniel.
Same. Yeah. Okay, so copy and paste.
Yeah, copy paste. Yeah. Because I cannot think of anything.
Okay, fair.
But what if, like you have the provider mindset, right?
Mm.
What if you realize that she's the one in the lottery and she's like freaking rich?
Okay.
And then like throughout the relationship, she's like very comfortable. You pay for dates and so on. Then to a point when you all want to get a house and everything, she's like, okay, I got it.
Uh huh.
And she pays for.
She pay full cash.
I happy, yeah.
Yeah, actually, honestly, that's fine. Okay, like, I want to know where the money is from. Like, suddenly, like, fuck. Like, if you tell me, like, really won the lottery and it's...
Honestly, I don't care, dude.
Don't care?
You see, I also don't care.
Dirty money.
I would care.
There's a matter.
You just suddenly have, like, a really nice there's house. There's a matter, like, I didn't pay for it.
Dollars, bro.
You won't be like, yeah.
Okay, I'll just ask, like... no, but ask, am I going to go to jail eventually for this?
No,
if
but...
the answer is no, right, then sure. Then
no, then that's why she will say, the less you know, the better.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah, that's, sure.
And you know, spouse cannot testify... They're not expected to testify against each other.
Yeah,
they cannot in a court of law. So yeah, I know that.
Then,
for some reason.
Don't ask her. See, I've learned something. I just don't ask. So sorry. All good.
All good.
Why create problems when you got no problem?
No, what if you find out that she's actually leaking like both of your sex tapes online the whole time, and that's how you're getting this money?
Fair.
Okay,
fair.
You're fine.
I mean,
yeah, I'll be fine.
I'll be quite flattered, lad, that I got so much like exposure. You know, to fucking have enough money to buy a house from my sex tapes.
I'll tell her why never tell me earlier. I can get a whole crew Netflix.
Yeah, I'll be offended because I'm a video editor. Like, I could have made it better.
Situation or something.
Yeah, I would have proposed to Netflix.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, you're doing this now. How do we like
I
monetize it?
I would have tried for that top 0.01
Yeah. I'll be the top fucker.
Literally.
Yeah, literally the top fucker. Singapore's number one fucker.
Why? I'm just realized what you just said, right? Like, where do you get this idea from?
You don't know where the money is coming from, ma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then why did she just tell you that actually this money is because I've been secretly tipping like us and you.
Us and who? Me
you,
and
you. Like, when you're sleeping, not when you are doing those stuff.
I'll be
like,
fucking pissed
just
off.
Just like.
Oh, just videos of me sleeping is making enough money.
And like maybe you be sleeping and stuff like that.
Like not
those
sex.
Things, those things that you are not like say,
not comfortable
proud of.
Like.
Voyeurism
I'll be
type shit.
Angry. See, but at least show the sex love.
So sex is okay, but the whole like.
Yeah, I mean sleeping, I mean my personal space, man.
Like if you're just and like sitting in front of the TV scratching your balls.
And then like the comments are all like very
negative
one. Mm. And that's why it's making so much bucks. But she don't want to tell you, ma, because she don't want to hurt ego.
Spicy.
Then she use this money to fund your
the
rental, whatever, lah.
I mean, what's done is done, lor.
I mean, at least
let me
get out.
You're just telling me
I scratch my balls and my rent is paid. Sure.
Yeah. Exactly. And plus, right, at that point, I got enough to get the house ready, right? Mm-hmm. And the damage is done. The video is out there. The money is in already. I'm not gonna be like, no, I don't want this. You know, 2-bed with study plus study that is very nice in a great location. Like, hey, I don't want. I'm not gonna say that.
A bit nicer place. Like $10 million. Like, not 2 room all.
I mean, yeah, I don't want this like landed or whatever. You know, I mean, the damage is done. The money is in. Maybe next time, just let me know so I can scratch harder or softer.
No.
Maybe like sniff my finger after.
Yeah, at least
let me
favor camera a bit more or something. You know?
Yeah, look like try to avoid the camera, that kind of thing. Yeah. Girls, I have a very like random question because I just thought about it and I just want to ask you guys, right? How come when a guy says to you, right, hey, don't worry about it, right, y'all cannot just be like, all right, y'all have to keep pressing on?
I won't press.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if I trust the person and he tells me, like, don't worry, I'm okay.
Just don't worry about it, lah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
What about y'all?
You must trust back yourself. What's the reason you say, don't worry about it? It's because you're hiding something, what?
No,
that's why you say, don't worry about it.
Because we just don't want to talk about it.
We just don't want you to be worried about it.
It's just unnecessary information.
No, why? Why?
Because I'm not worried about it, then why you want to be worried about it?
It's like, there's no good story behind it.
There's no value.
There's no value in this conversation, right? It's just waste of time.
I feel like it's always like, oh, there's nothing much to talk about it. But actually,
no, but really got nothing. What?
Really, there's nothing to talk about.
So like, it's because you see it got nothing, then you want something. Then I want to talk about it.
Okay, so I feel like this a lot of times, right? You're assuming the worst out of us. Like, we don't want to talk about it because we're actually fucking out of bitch in like the toilet just now, right? Like, for example, I go toilet. Okay, this is an almost a true life story, right? I go toilet, right? Then I came back very long, right? And my partner had asked me like, okay, where did you go? And I said, don't worry about it. And I said, you stop it. And I said, no. I said, no, but where did you go? And I said, don't worry about it. Like, I just kept pressing. I said, don't worry about it. Right? And by the way, we were with someone else. Okay? So finally, right, she let it go. Then after that, like, the walk home, you know, she like angry and everything. Then I said, like, then she said, like, okay, where did you go? Then I now feel very attacked. Okay? I feel very attacked because now I need to explain to her that I was on the way to the toilet and there was a queue. Right? I was queuing up. I realized it was for the wrong queue. And then I got lost and I walked one whole round all the way to come back. And like, it's a shitty story, you know what I mean? But yeah, at the end of the day, I wasn't like, it's not like instead of going to the toilet, I went to fuck some other bitch at the alley or something. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just like, why would I tell you that I got lost or, you know, I fell down, you know, like this kind of thing is just no need to say one.
But that would have been a nicer story.
Yeah. Then just say you got lost.
No, like, but sometimes it's just like, okay, but maybe also, right, sometimes it's like, at that point in time where there's like a friend around, somebody else, right? It's not urgent. It's not the matter at hand, right? I just don't want to say it. But then like people just keep pressing. Why do you all do that? Jewel, that's not you say you were pressed. So I'm going to push this on you.
I feel like, okay, then if you don't want to say it because someone else is there, then fine. But later on when we are walking home and I'm asking you about it, you can just tell me that you got lost or I'll just laugh at you.
Ah.
I'll just be like, oh my God, you're so stupid. And then it'll be a great laughing point for our night.
Yeah, la, but like, you think we want to purposely tell you so you can laugh at us?
Yeah, it's making us feel stupid.
But it's like, at least
don't worry about it. Like,
you are laughing, we're not laughing, dude. Like,
yeah.
I knew the shit, I stood there for 10 minutes waiting for these fuckers, thinking like, what? Why is everyone taking a shit right now? And it didn't occur to me, because I'm just using my phone. I'm just like vibing over there, like, okay. Like, I guess there's a queue for the toilet today, I'll accept that fact, right? And then after that, we feel fucking dumb. It's like, hey, there's... I just took a while, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Then we have to relive the stupidity that we just went through, right? And then you laugh at us.
And what value do you get out of that, honestly? Why do you all need to know?
I feel like it's like part and parcel of a relationship though. You get to know someone's daily life.
But not everything, every step of the way.
It's not important.
If I ate Thai Fan for lunch today, then the Thai Fan got long queue, I will tell my boyfriend.
Yeah,
I'll be like, hey, today the Thai Fan
long
queue.
Oh my God, seriously?
This is the problem.
So good. I want to go also.
This is the problem.
Lunchtime got queue. Oh my God, where is this? What is the government doing about this? Like, what was his response?
He's just like, oh. And then I get angry.
And precisely. Precisely like, our point.
Why are you angry?
Like, just now, I was outside. Then I was like, oh, I'm already reaching Harry's, but I'm early. Then he was like, oh, okay. Then I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, okay. You're supposed to reply something.
No, but that is
what
are
we supposed to reply?
What? You reach early, your fucking problem. Okay. What do you want me to do about it?
What do you do with the information? We are not there. Like what? You want us to rewind time so you can come 5 minutes later? What are we supposed to do?
Oh, we call the other people. Hello. My girlfriend reached ready. Where are you?
It's like, for example, saying things like, okay, you want to go inside? Are you just going to go inside and wait? Or are you going to go like walk around?
No.
Like,
but there is something like that.
Then what would you explain to reply?
Okay, when I say, like the Thai Fan thing, wow, today the Thai Fan fucking long, I fucking hate this place, damn hot. You are supposed to say, ayo, baby, so poor thing, next time I order food for you, okay?
Oh, we are supposed to say!
Okay. That's why you're single, okay?
Yes.
You're supposed to say, ayo, be super thing. Okay, next time I will remind you to go out earlier. Or like, next time I will order food for you. Or tomorrow onwards, I'll tapao food for you. You know, that kind of thing.
Tomorrow onwards,
I think from this, right, we can just like ghost.
I
think ghosts just want solutions.
No, you're not! No!
You're the one solution.
Jones, we met twice, you seem like a nice person, but fuck you, no! No, absolutely not! You are the one solution! No, like, what the fuck? Explain yourself, lady.
My kind of solution is like what she said. Oh, like, oh, I'll buy food for you next time. I'll tell you. I'll give you a reminder.
No, it's not like, a solution.
It is. It's like you tell me something better. Like
the
my
problem is still there. You're still fucking queuing. What?
You create a question and then you created a solution. We got no part to play in any of this.
Like I angry with my boyfriend because I walk out to tapao food. Then very hot.
Uh-huh.
Then he was like, okay, never mind, I'll just cook for you. Tomorrow you bring food to work. Okay. Then I happy with you.
No, but you still need to fucking go and walk. And
actually, like, it's not the solution. It's the, we just want someone to sayang on me.
Yeah. Just want like someone to say something.
Tomorrow
I go and beat the uncle so he faster. Comforting.
Tomorrow because you cannot get food, I have to cook a meal for you.
You can't kill, I punch the people behind you.
It's sayang.
That's quite late though. That's quite late.
Tomorrow, I don't know, call in like the police to escort you or something. Okay, so I just want
to say, I'm drafting a strongly worded message to PhD right now because the state of Taiwan is out of fucking control.
I'm going to talk to minister about this. I tell you what, because this there's not enough Taiwan places.
10 minutes in this El Nino heat wave, impossible. Babe, I come down there. I bring ice cube in my mouth, I blow air so you cool down.
I bring portable fan.
Do you bring the ice cubes or not? I forgot about the ice cubes.
No, I go to the drink store 5 minutes earlier, I queue for 5 minutes there to get the ice kosong, and then I put it in my mouth, I blow there.
Oh, you need to drink, finish your water first though.
No,
but depending what time, if evening time then got Indians buying beer, then you have to factor that time.
Afternoon so have.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Wait, can I just say something, right? I didn't get it out just now. But you know things like, oh, I reach early. I'm 5 minutes early, right? Mm. Can I just say something, right? The reason why we say, oh, okay, right? It's because I don't care. I really don't care.
Like, we're replying because there'll be an issue if we don't reply.
Yeah. I'm just like, so we acknowledge.
So this is really, it's like, and we cannot say noted. So we go, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not part of the shoot. I have nothing to gain. I will still see you at the same time later. I don't care. So can I just say that? I really just don't care.
Can I just give a tip? The most basic they can do is, oh, okay, lucky you reach early. Remember to drink more water. Okay, see you later. That's all you have to do.
Well, that's a lot for that's all.
Next time I go, remember, don't forget to breathe.
Just say take care. Okay, it's what, yeah.
Okay, the kind of like reply I expect would be like, oh, so are you going in early or are you just gonna wait outside?
Yeah, I don't care. I really don't care.
If you're waiting outside, that's
why she ain't dating you, girl.
Like, make your own decision, lah. Just go in or don't go in.
Yeah, la, up to you.
I am not there.
What
I
if you know, want
I
to
know
go
the
in?
Conditions. Maybe outside the view, them nice. You want to go sit by the riverside, all bokeh all happening. You want to sit there, enjoy. If not, you want to come chill inside, have a beer before the shoot starts. Up to you. It's your life, dude. I'm not going to make a decision for you, dude. I'm not going to list these out. You're a grown-ass woman, dude. Choose yourself.
What? If my boyfriend says like that to
I second
right,
that.
I'm out.
What's I'm the value? Like?
No, exactly. We won't say that. We will say, oh, okay. Because we are smarter than that.
Yeah, but honestly, like that, yeah, I prefer
I
that.
I prefer, oh, okay.
That is to complain, Alam.
No, okay, don't settle, babes.
Oh, really?
Don't settle. Oh, my God.
Hey,
these people making
right?
you...
No, we are not making her do anything. We're just voicing our opinion.
Yeah, we're giving the male opinion.
Feel free to expect what you want, okay?
Can I say something? And I'm only saying this because I feel like Asia, we know each other long enough that I can say something that might come across as mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what you wanna
but
say.
I've observed that usually, right, the people that have the strongest opinion about relationships are usually single.
How you know?
Because you are single and you're the one that's saying, don't settle.
Why have I been lying?
That you're actually attached. Mm. Then okay lah, then that's fair lah. But then why would you do that to hurt your own credentials?
Why is it hurting my credentials if I'm single?
No, is that if you're attached, uh-huh. right, then mm-hmm. people will be like, okay, she's in a healthy relationship. I trust her more.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But I don't need to be in a relationship to
because
have
that means
more
you came on the show and you lied to us.
Liar.
Our episode about being single.
Am I saying everything to y'all, man?
Yeah, because the Liquid Courage Show is about truth.
It's all about
love
honesty. This is honesty.
It's honesty, but there's also personal life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm on to you.
Sus.
Okay. But do y'all have the experience about usually it's always the friend that's always single that always has the strongest opinion about relationships?
Maybe also because they have like high expectations, that's why they're single. You know what I mean? Like
because
they're
angry.
Sorry?
But
because they're angry, that's why they must voice out their anger. Mm. I don't need lah.
Don't need lah.
Oh, like you're like, I
he needs
men.
To make. He needs to make 5k. He must be able to pay 5k rental. Then I would date him. Like that's my type. Sorry,
if he never win
something.
The lottery before, right? I don't want him.
Right.
Like that's
I'm the lottery already.
That is,
you know?
My baseline. That's my baseline. Yeah, because you know what? I'm fucking one in a million as well.
Okay? One in a million.
You're a diamond, girl. You're a diamond.
Okay.
But I got friends that even at my age, they have never dated before.
Mm. And but you are 20.
I'm 24. Somehow they are always the one giving me the relationship advice I need.
But you got listen.
That you need? No leh.
That's a relationship advice.
Oh really?
Yeah. What's the worst? Okay, what's the worst advice that you guys have ever received from a friend? I'm so curious now.
Like relationship wise.
Yeah.
I got one. Don't say "oh okay." Say you will come down and carry the umbrella for you. I will come down and carry for you. Is the sun hot? I will come for you. Don't say "oh okay." I got the relationship advice this morning.
Okay.
Wait, what was the context though?
Ancha, we just had this conversation, what?
You were there, dude.
You were here.
Adrian, where you go?
Hello.
I only heard the part about blowing ice cubes. That's all I heard. That was the key thing.
I never said ice cubes.
Once you hear blowing, then suddenly your brain turn on.
Alama.
Perfect.
What?
It's always the single ones. It's always
a single. Hello. I also single.
That's fine. That's fine. What do you guys think?
I don't have any. They just always tell me the same thing. Don't settle lah. You can find a man that loves you more like that.
Actually, why do we need to give a fuck about them? Or whatever they say.
It's true. That's why I always don't listen.
But there are some people that always just dish out advice when they don't ask.
Yeah, just don't take it. Because it's not their relationship. It's your own relationship. It's two individuals that know each other the most. You know her the most. So why give space for other people's opinions? In the first place,
my experience, right, is that most of the time, right, sometimes people ask for advice, right, but they're not ready to take it.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Yes.
It's like, oh, so what should I do? Then you tell them like a thought out, like a good like a piece of advice. You know, you should take a step back on this and everything. Right? But they're like, no, but then it becomes like a debate,
like an argument,
like,
right?
I don't care. You don't fucking do. Just do it. You know.
So those people who will they won't argue, they will say yes. Mm-hmm. They will process it,
and then they won't do it.
No, that's fine.
And I'm staring.
Okay.
Wait, what are we talking about? Can we talk on camera about
this? The next topic.
Okay. Wait, okay. Here's the thing, right? There are some people, right? What I'm speaking about, right, is that they are arguing with you. It's like, no lah, but if I do that, then it's just like, bro, come on, bro. I'm just trying to help. But then now it's becoming a back and forth.
Like so, if you ask for my advice, listen, right? Instead of like fight with me.
Yeah. So what I do, right, is I just tell them the most obvious things. For example, right, today my friend, she sent me a video message, right? Then she say like, wow, today I got a new pimple. So I just tell her, wash your face.
No, but...
Hey, good job, bro. At least it wasn't an "oh, okay."
Yeah, I mean, like
you're winning already, bro. You're the best of us.
No, but I would say "oh, okay."
It's like, oh, like what do you always say? Oh, you got new pimple. Hey, just wash your face, ah. It's like, wow, today damn tired. Go sleep, You know what I mean? Oh. Like, I just give them the most obvious advice because so I'm just like, you're not ready.
I go the opposite direction. Like, hey, my leg pain. Amputate. Like, hey, I got headache. Death. No head, no problem.
He said, wow, the sun then bright. Close your eyes. Close
the
your eyes.
The area of the sun.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because when you, my experience is that whenever I give this kind of advice, right, they're like, they're so taken aback, right? They're just like, yeah, okay, I'm not going to ask this guy anymore.
Yeah,
and that's my problem.
It's just like, not worth it.
Not worth it.
I'm not being validated here.
As we're going to continue eating and drinking, but that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for this very interesting episode. Do let me know down below what you guys are going to do if you won the lottery, but $10 million. Try to see if you can come up with something more interesting than Jarvis. That's the benchmark now.
If I win, I will take a video.
Good lah.
I never say I'll send you.
There'll be a video.
Well, straight away, you want to see my video. Well,
like, where's the video going to go?
Huh?
Where's the video going to go?
Instagram.
Actually, no. I need to read the community guidelines first.
I'm quite sure they won't
go. If anybody knows the community guidelines, right, it should be you, lah. 4 banned accounts on Instagram.
Yeah, five.
6 banned accounts on
Instagram.
TikTok.
How many?
TikTok 6, Instagram 3.
Yeah.
Facebook
so,
5.
So what's another one?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, if I win $10 million, I don't give a fuck. I'll post everywhere. I'll create 100 accounts just to post 100 times. I'm myself masturbating on $10 million. Wow, lan chow.
I was really thinking about
it. I hope it happens so that I can do the video.
I, you know what? Now I hope it happens to you too.
Yeah, I will send you good first.
Thank you. Thanks, bro. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for to Harry's.
Actually, I will probably send Harry's also because it happened. Because I mean, the magic happened here.
Yeah. Watch please out, don't. Watch
I don't.
I'm sorry, Harry.
They're gonna ban Liquid Courage forever, yeah. Bro. Like this guy.
No, they won't. I got $10 million. No, they won't.
You can buy over Harry's.
No, I won't.
Probably not, lah.
Respect them. I mean, I respect them.
You respect them, but you said a video of.
No, to say thank you.
Out of respect.
How that is out of respect.
This video wouldn't be possible without you.
I will come and book the fucking place and I'll open every bottle that they have and I'll party here because it happened here.
Wow.
Oh, but you wouldn't be doing anything else.
I was waiting for him to say that.
Yeah. Oh, no. I won't masturbate here. Yeah, fuck, I'll do it in my own comfort within my own safe space where I really want to do it.
Thank you for having standards, man. Thank you, Jarvis.
No worries, man.
Give it up for Jarvis, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, thank you.
That's also a song that you must be.
Okay. Alright, thank you for watching. Thank you, Harris. Okay, bye. We have to go. We have to cut.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, cheers.